Welcome, good morning. It's good to have you with us this morning. Thank you for coming. And, you know, as I was looking at the calendar, next Sunday is the 1st of May. And I said this a couple of weeks ago, where, oh, where has the time gone? It just has gone by us. And, you know, as you get older, you get a little bit closer to the finishing line. And for some of us, it's even closer. What's that, Tony?
Not for a while.
Not for, absolutely. Remember you said one time, Tony interrupted one of my sermons one day, and he said this, but it was profound. He said, you don't know what's around the corner. That's true. We don't know what's around the corner. Amen. All right, we've just gone through the Easter period, and tomorrow is Anzac Day. And the story of the Easter story is how Jesus laid down his life for all of humanity. The Anzac story is about how men and women laid down their lives for God and country. And we look at Ukraine, we mentioned them this morning in prayer. And people are willing to die for their country. They're willing to die for mankind, for their own people. You know, in John chapter 15 and verse 13, it says, no greater love has a man to lay down his life for another, or for his family or his friends. So this morning I wanted to share with you about compassion and kindness. Remember that? Say it with me. Compassion and kindness. All right. So if you remember nothing else, remember compassion and kindness. And the Bible, by the way, is just littered with words about compassion and kindness. In Matthew chapter 9 and verses 35 to 37, let's get it up there, Pete. Thank you. And we'll read it in its entirety. And it says that they're heading there, the workers are few. Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. And note there, it says every disease and sickness. Jesus went, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Harassed and helpless. Does that almost describe outside the doors? You know, I had a traumatic experience just coming here to church this morning. You know, crazy drivers on the road, bipping and carrying on. I mean, it's Sunday morning. Come on, give me a break. But there they were. They're out there. And you look at, we live in this technological age. So we don't talk to each other anymore, we text everybody. And we've lost the art of communication. You know, it's a technological age, got to be done now, everything's got to be instant. You know, COVID has brought out the very worst in people and also the very best. You know, you look at, I wanted to show a video this morning here about, if you get on YouTube, there are some awesome videos to talk about random acts of kindness. And I'll tell you, there are not a dry eye in the house when you see that. It's very powerful, but random acts of kindness, whether it be in the supermarket, I saw how one fellow, every time someone needy went through the supermarket, this fellow was there with all the money to pay for them. You've seen that? Yeah, awesome. I saw a dad sitting in the gutter with his daughter of 4 years of age, a little blonde girl. They were homeless, and someone came along, some Mexican folks, and gave them money. You know, another one was a woman who was homeless, and she was 5 months pregnant. She left the home because of violence. But yet there were people that were willing to be kind and compassionate. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. You know, Greg Illingsworth, is that his name, Paul? Yeah. Greg was here a few weeks ago. And I like what Greg had to say, but if you remember nothing else, he said this. He said, the reason that people don't come to church is because people don't invite them. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. In other words, they're out there, people, but it's up to us to bring them in, the laborers. That's us. Paul last week reminded us and gave us the challenge. He said, invite someone to church. You see, Paul, I was listening. There's lots to say about compassion and kindness. You see, Jesus was moved by compassion. You know, if people were sheep without a shepherd, and I don't know whether you've ever seen sheep when they wander aimlessly, if you're not looking after them, they just go all over the place. People are harassed. And as Christians, we need to be moved by compassion and kindness. In Galatians chapter 5, let's look at it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Remember those words in there? Faithfulness, goodness, kindness. They're all good things, aren't they? I mean, Jesus displayed all those, but what did they do? They hung him on a cross. You know, years ago, when I was at my last parish, we as a congregation had decided to go door knocking on doors. And I can't remember how many people went out there, but there were probably 20 or 30 of us. And we knocked the whole along a big area of Moody Ponds. So we knocked on hundreds of doors. And we introduced ourselves and told them where we were from. And, you know, we heard some very interesting stories. Had some very interesting conversation. But I'd have to say the saddest thing that ever came out of that was the amount of hurt the church had inflicted upon the community. You know, people weren't angry at God, but they were angry at the institution, because those that represented the institution really hadn't showed love or compassion. To highlight that, I was approached just a few weeks ago by Middle Eastern Christians. And they asked me, they said, would you baptize our babies? One was 3 months old and the other one was 3 years old. Did you say baptize, John Gray? And I didn't want to get into the politics of their church or their denomination. You know, but I had some thoughts of why they'd come to me from another denomination rather than their own. And I believe one of those was there was no compassion or kindness from the church, from their denomination. You see, compassion and kindness will draw people in and not turn them away. What would Jesus have done with that family? Would he have said, go to another congregation? What would he have done? Of course not. He would not have turned them away. He would have spent time with the parents. And then, if you look at the scripture, it's very clear, it's a beautiful picture. Jesus took the little children into his arms and he blessed them. Yes. You see, Jesus' life was one of compassion and kindness. And people were drawn to Jesus. Why? It wasn't that Jesus was some charismatic figure. You know, we don't know what Jesus looked like. But you get little hints from the scripture about him. We know that the Bible says that he had no comeliness. There was nothing about Jesus that would attract you to him in his looks, his general appearance. Scholars would say that he looked like any other Middle Eastern from that first century. Now, archaeological evidence states that Jewish men but Jewish people of that men, would you believe, were between 5'1" and 5'5" tall. That's what the study shows. And unlike the movies, you know, I've never seen the Passion of Christ deliberately. You know, I think it's so cruel. It's just such a very powerful movie, but I haven't been able to watch it. But what I have done is I've listened to the actor that played Jesus. Jim, I don't know his last name. Jim something or other. What was it? You got it. Yeah. Yeah. But this man who played Jesus said it had such a profound effect upon him. But just going back one, he was a tall, this guy that played Jesus was a big, tall, good-looking man with blue eyes and quite handsome. The total opposite to what Jesus really was. He said, but it had that profound effect upon him. In fact, he actually got hit by lightning and survived. So people were drawn to Jesus. Why? It was because of his teaching, his love, his kindness, his compassion. You know, anybody that says to you in the scriptures, and put it up there, Pete, the first part, in Matthew chapter 11, anybody that would say this to you, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Well, you couldn't say that with a scowl upon your face. So I would believe that Jesus' face was one of kindness. So you get a little glimpse of what he looks like. Maybe his face would have been craggy because the weather over there is pretty harsh. Harsh in the winter, harsh in the summer. They didn't have Uber to get him around. They used to walk everywhere, out in the elements the whole time. But there is that compassionate face of Jesus. That kindness would be upon his face. So take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, you can bring all your troubles, all your issues to Jesus. And he said, I will give you rest. You see, compassion and kindness. We're talking about compassion and kindness. I want to tell you, though, compassion and kindness can backfire. Just a couple of weeks ago, you know, I've noticed, and Liz knows what I'm talking about and who I'm going to refer to, but, you know, we live in the Essendon and Strathmore area, and homelessness is increasing. I'm seeing so many more homeless people out in the streets. But this one fella, he's been around for years, and so I've try to reach out because I generally try to help him. So the other week, I was walking down the street and here comes this fella and he kind of walks like this and he's got a hood on and it doesn't matter if it's the middle of the winter or the middle of summer, right Liz? He always has this, you know, sometimes, you know, during the summer it could be 40 degrees and he's still got this big coat on with the hood on. So, and these were my very words to him as he came close. Now this is the third time he's had a go at me. I said, "G'day mate." And with that, he unleashed on me. I mean, he let go, and I can't tell you all the words he said, but they weren't good. So, but as I said, it kind of backfired. But you know, we have been seeing in Australia at the last little while, as I said, the very best and the very worst of people. You know, when the floods up in Queensland, we saw how the community, you know, got together with their jet skis and little boats and started rescuing people into floods and things like that. We know about the fires and stuff like that. But you see, God has called us as his people to compassion and kindness. Let me leave you with a couple of scriptures, Pete, and the first one. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Doesn't sound that hard, does it? Last one, Pete. Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness, humility and gentleness and patience, compassion and kindness. And as I said from the very beginning, time is short. Time is short. And in this other, you know, ministry outside of this church, you know, I do lots of funerals. And I can't believe the amount of families that are so divided. And as I've said to them, your time is short. You haven't got time to carry these grudges. That person's in the box now. Time is short. We don't have time to fight with our families, with our friends, hold grudges and things like that. As Jesus said, we are a people who have to display compassion and kindness. And that's it. Amen. Please stand. We're going to pray together, if that's all right. Father, just as we stand in your presence this morning, that we are the people that you have called. If we've given our life to you, Lord, and we've invited you in to our life, then Lord God, you've called us. And you've called us, the word says that we are to go into all the world and share the gospel. That doesn't mean standing on street corners and things like that. But Lord, maybe it is just to demonstrate compassion and kindness to others. Whether it be our neighbour, our workmate, our school, whatever, the shopkeeper. But display those traits that you have taught us so well within the Word of God. So Lord, I pray that you will empower each person in this place. That Lord, that you would give opportunities to display that very thing, compassion and kindness. Lord, would those opportunities come this day? May, Lord, they come unexpectedly, but we would recognize those opportunities. So, Father, thank you. And, Lord, for all the things that we prayed today, for our own dear Joan with her husband. And she, last week, was just so distraught. We pray for that Holy Spirit comfort that you can bring. Lord, your word says you comfort those who mourn. We think again of all the people in those war-torn areas, Lord. We think of tomorrow, the Anzacs, and as people march, remembering their families, remembering, you know, our forefathers that have gone before us. And pray, Lord, for them. And Lord, for those who are away today from our church who are travelling and whatever, God, would you bring them back safely to us? Bring them back home. And so, Lord, we pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen. Please be seated. Thank you.